This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Fresh mapping shows the wildfire that ignited yesterday east of Estes Park is smaller than originally thought. The Larimer County Sheriff's Office says the 13-acre fire is about 30% contained. Mandatory evacuations were downgraded to voluntary. Fire crews were focusing on encircling the fire's perimeter today. The rain and snow across the Front Range today and tomorrow should help smother the fire. One member of the Douglas County School Board is bowing out of a special meeting tonight in protest. Minority member David Ray says the meeting to finalize the contract for the district's new superintendent is, quote, a culmination of a series of unethical and unacceptable practices. The board selected Aaron Kane as the new superintendent after ousting the sitting superintendent without cause and against the votes of the minority members, including Ray. Aurora City lawmakers have voted to ban urban camping within city limits. CPR's Paolo Scholzida reports.
Aurora City Council voted on party lines to authorize the ban, with the conservative majority pushing the policy. Under the new law, homeless campers will be given a 72-hour notice by police to vacate before they face fines or arrest. Sweeps can only be enforced if there is enough shelter space. Mayor Mike Kaufman argues the move will connect people to resources, but opponents say it will only shuffle vulnerable people from one area to another. I'm Paolo Scholzida, CPR News.
The rock band Foo Fighters have canceled their upcoming tour after drummer Taylor Hawkins died in Columbia last week. The band was slated to pass through Denver and play it in Power Field at Mile High Stadium in early August. Hawkins was found dead in his hotel room before a show in Bogota. In Denver, it's 47 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.